fact. We are going to run into obstacles as we journey through life. Honking big obstacles, as my Canadian friend Bob would say. The sort that looks set to completely derail the plans that God has for our lives. Perhaps you have one looming up on the horizon as we speak, or maybe you've been bashing your head up against some great mountain so hard that your nose is bleeding. But it's not always something out there that needs conquering. You know how it goes. We run into an obstacle and all we want to do is blame everyone and everything out there. It's his fault. It's her fault. It's my upbringing. It's my circumstances. Even it's God's fault. Yeah, sure, why not? Blame God. After all, everything is his fault. The problem is always out there somewhere. It rarely crosses our minds that perhaps the problem lies within. I've heard Christians say that we need to get out there and tear down the enemy's strongholds. But the only place that word stronghold appears in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, it's talking about proud arguments that have set themselves up against the knowledge of God in the hearts of believers. Strongholds in the Bible aren't out there. They lie within. So, what's a stronghold? It's something that we hold onto so strong that we can't let go and grab hold of what God has for us. And maybe before we go crashing through brick walls out there, we need to tear a few down here at home, don't you think? Of course, that's not all that easy to do because the whole point of a stronghold is that it has a grip on you. Low self-esteem is a classic example of a stronghold that has a tragic, destructive grip on many a life. So what we need is something that can overcome these obstacles and tear down the strongholds. 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. For whatever is born of God conquers the world, and this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? It's not up to you or me to remove the obstacles and destroy the strongholds. That's God's job. Our part, the part that he gives us to play, is to believe in him, to put our complete trust in him. And when we do that, we're able to conquer the things of this world. That's it. That's God's plan. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? That's God's word, fresh for you today.